शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाम पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्ने माम चरणं दिवे। So, we have finished first yam, bhajan, that is Shraddha. We have explained about Shraddha. And you should try to achieve transcendental Shraddha. This is the essence of that first yam. Then, in the sweet pastimes of Krishna, first sweet pastimes is Nishanta Leela, last night pastime. Radha Krishna are sitting, sleeping, and Vrinda Devi is fearing, oh, now it is to be dawn. So he orders all the birds, sweet birds, Shukshari and others, that you should sing sweet glorification of Krishna, so that Krishna and Radha should woke up and they should return back to their homes. So, this is first jam, pastime of Krishna. And first jam of Sadhan Bhajan is Shraddha. If no Shraddha, no bhajan. Nowadays I see devotees have so many problems. So they cannot chant regularly. Sometimes there is restless and upset. That gave up their worshipping of Thakurji, chanting, remembering, reading books. But I have come to remind you, don't be like that. Don't be weak. Your all suffering will increase what you are going to do. So don't be upset. Try to chant more. To read books. And when reading books of Swami, you should think that, oh, Swami is there sitting and he is instructing. Rupa Goswami book, then Rupa Goswami is telling. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami and Vyas Devi is telling. In this way. And always pray Krishna to sprinkle his mercy with Gurudev. Then, द्वितीय साधन द्वितीयाम साधन इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ प्योर साधु अनर्थ निवृत्ति only they can remove all your offenses, all wanting, all unwanting things. No other can remove. Always give importance of your chanting more than making money. Then all problems will be solved. Have so much strong belief in them. That name is Swayam himself, Krishna and Radha. That is why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Nam Nam Akari Bahudhani Jasarva Shakti Tatrarpitani Mitishmarani Nyakala Etadrishi Tavakipa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaivam Idrisham Ihajan. What is Sadhu Sangha? Sadhusan Sat. Sat is Krishna, Satchidananda Ghana. He is Sat only. So those who are serving Sat, they are Sadhu. Otherwise, no. Especially those who are following Gopis and Srimati Radhika, they are more Sadhu, qualified Sadhu. So, Krishna has given all his power, mercy, and beauty, everything in these names. And then, this Harinam, 16 names, are very powerful, more than when Krishna. He has given his all power, all mercy. So, names are not now simple name, they're Shabda Brahma, Krishna himself. And he has made no rule and regulation that in morning you cannot do, after taking bath you can do, without that you cannot do. In midnight walking you cannot do. No rule and regulation. But one hand, so much causeless mercy of Krishna. And other hand, we have no respect. We have no belief in Krishna that he can give me some money. Even we have no faith. We depend on our job, money making. But not depending on Krishna name. You can see our Guru Parampara, Haridas Thakur, what he was doing for maintenance. What Rupa Raghunath and others were doing, what Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami was doing, myself too, nothing. But more better than you all, everything is okay. I'm maintaining my life. I'm not, but you, by the inspiration of Krishna. So we have a strong belief on this. Who is Sharanagat? First, be Sharanagat. Who is Sharanagat? There are six limbs of Sharanagati. Anukulya Sankalpa, Pratikulya Svivarjana. What is favorable for bhakti, you should accept very strongly and reject all strongly which are unfavorable. First thing. Krishna has created all these worlds. And he is powerful to save anyone and to do anything. He is very powerful. If you have taken his shelter and you are Sharanagat, then give up everything on the head of Krishna. Don't be worried for this. If Krishna can create millions of this universe and he is supporting nursing home, even a fish in sea, even a bird where is nothing, anyone, in the midst of mountain, forest, why he will not support? So you should be like Raghunath Das Prahlad Maharaj. Have belief that Krishna will support in us. And then you will see that Krishna is following his words as he has told in Gita. Those who are Ananya Bhakta, they don't know more than me, anyone, then I take all paraphernalia of life on my head or on my shoulders and I get and support and mercy. He cannot do anything else. He will have to keep his promise. But we have no promise, we have no strong faith, and that is why we are suffering. And you will suffer if you are not Sarnagat. So you should try to be Sarnagat. In any way, you should not be upset. Like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in so many markets. But what he was doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he was feeling no pain and anything. Prahlad Maharaj was given poison and thrown in the fire, but what became? Nothing. So we should try to be like that. This is Satya. Khanda khanda jai de hoy me pran tame ami badane na chhadu. If anyone cutting me in pieces, but I cannot give up chanting Hari name. Then you will see that, oh, Krishna is always in me. So, Maya buddhasya, maya mugdhasya jivasya, or 7, 2, 7. Geo anartha chaturvidha. Hrdaya dorbalya aparadho satrishna tattvati. All the current dorsal soul. Are covered with anarth so many, full of anarth. First, Sarubhram. First will come Sarubhram. That we have been deviated from our transcendental constitutional form and we have forgotten Krishna. And that is why so many worldly desires coming. And to fulfill all desires, our heart becomes
polluted,
weak. And then aparad comes. And thus we do. Are bound to go very far away from Krishna and Guru. I want to make some detail of this. What is Sarubhram? Shyamran. Not so detailed, in brief.
Salakaya Chaksura Nilitam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurudev. So the Gurudev has ordered me to say a few words on the first of the four kinds of anarthas which create obstacles in our execution of bhajan. And this anartha is called Swarup Brahma.
So many devotees coming late. My Maharaj too, some devotees. And they want to learn everything, but if they are making late, my sannyasis and others, then how it can be? They should come first. There should be an idea for this, but always late. They cannot, they have no, belief in Guru. So I want that they should be very strong and come punctually to hear any word missing. What you are missing so much, but you don't realize. Then I will send a car for you that you should come. Please come. Go on. Wrong.
The first of the four kinds of Swarup Brahm. Brahm means illusion, and Swarup means nature. There are four types of illusion which take on four natures. The first is called Jiva Swarup Brahm. That is, we are in illusion about who I am. I think that I'm this body. I think that I am the enjoyer. Aham Mameti. I am this body and everything in relation to this body is mine. I forget that I'm part and parcel of Krishna, and I forget that I'm wandering through the species due to forgetting him. And this is the cause of all fear. Bhayam Dvitiyabhi Beshitatma. I'm afraid because I've forgotten my nature, my original constitutional nature as part and parcel of Krishna. The second is called Paratattva Brahm. Tattva means truth, the supreme truth. I'm an illusion about what is the supreme absolute truth. Advaya Gyan Tattva. That is, one without a second, the supreme absolute truth. Janmad Yashiyataha, the source of everything, the maintainer of everything, and he in whom everything is destroyed in the end. I forget that the Supreme Lord is a person, and that unlimited universes emanate from him, unlimited incarnations emanate from him, and I am his Jivera Surupa Hoy Krishnara Nityadas. I am his eternal servant. So I don't know the nature of God. Just like I think that God is impersonal, or that God is love and God is happiness, but not that he's a person. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa virjoka sam. Oh, how fortunate is Nanda Maharaj and the gopas, the coward men, and all the residents of Vrindavan, because that reservoir of all happiness, that absolute truth, that supreme eternal person has become their friend. So being an illusion about this, that he's our real friend, this is called Paratattva Brahm. Then the third is called Sadan Sadhya, or Sadhya Sadan Brahm. That is, I'm an illusion as to what is the goal of life, and I'm an illusion as to what is the means to attain that goal. The goal of life, as Srila Gurudev explained yesterday, is Prem Prayojana, or love of God, love of Gopinath, love of the beloved of the gopis, and particularly Srimati Radhika. So I'm an illusion about this, and I think that my goal of life is to take revenge on somebody who insulted me, and then I invent the process to attain that goal. Or I think that my goal is money, and I invent the process to attain that. Sadhan means the process to attain the goal. So I'm an illusion that my sadhan is to engage in the nine processes of devotional service with the purpose of attaining that which is eternally situated in my heart as a seed, and that is Bhava Bhakti. And then engaging in Bhava Bhakti as a sadhak of that to attain Prema Bhakti. So I'm an illusion as to what is the goal and what is the process. Yeah. The fourth kind of Brahm or illusion is to accept many doctrines and be confused and bewildered, having heard and associated with the wrong type of people like Mayavadis or Sahajiyas, and therefore accepting unbona fide doctrines like God is one, I am God, you are God, Mayavadi philosophy, and accepting these doctrines as reality.
Thank you. Then Asatrishna. What is Asatrishna? You.
Udmilitam dena tasmai shri guruve namaha vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripasandevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So asat trishna means having a thirst for temporary material things, and this very briefly has been categorized into four. First is the desire to enjoy material enjoyment within this gross earthly plane. The living entity coming in contact with the material energy then having the gross body and the subtle body come in contact with material energy sense objects, then automatically there's this desire for enjoyment. So on this earthly plane, this is the first one. Then more subtle than that is one may give up this gross desire of enjoyment on this plane, then there's a desire to have heavenly enjoyments, something more subtle. This is the second. And one may even give up that desire to enjoy in a more subtle, elevated manner. And then the third is to desire mystic perfection, to have some type of yogic cities. That is the third. And one may even give that up. And then the last, which is the ultimate type of sense gratification, is one wants to achieve liberation or to merge into the Supreme. These are the four types of asatra.
Thank you. Hridayat Gaur Balya, Shar, Bhakti Shar Maharaj.
Hridayat Gaur Balya. This describes weaknesses of the heart. We're discussing the four kinds of anarthas, and they're into four each, so 16. So of these four, first is kutinati, which means dupliciousness. Ku means bad behavior or hypocrisy. And then also matsarya, enviousness. We see that others have things and we want them, or even on the spiritual plane we become envious of others are being honored and we aren't being honored. Asakti, to be attached to insignificant material objects and the enjoyments and pleasures thereof. And finally, pratishtasa. Asha means the hope, and pratishta means for recognition or worship from others. So pratishtasa means to have this desire for worship from others. Raghunath Das Goswami compares this to the affections of a dog eating prostitute, that one will want her affections. So to want to be worshipped and honored by others is compared to this by Raghunath Das Goswami.
Thank you. Then aparad.
There are four types of aparat. Aparatu nam, nam aparat. We are all very familiar with that. And we often are engaged in that. It is not helpful to progress in bhakti to commit nam aparat. Then there is also seva aparat. 32 kinds of seva aparat. And dharma aparat, aparats when we visit the holy places. Yeah. How to behave, how to meditate, under which guidance, with what mentality we come there. All these things are so important. Then the last aparat is aparat to that which is tadiya, or connected with Krishna. All living entities are connected with Krishna, but particularly those who have chosen or who have received that mercy to be in shelter of Krishna's devotees. We should be very careful not to commit aparat or offense to anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna. Not to any living entity. Even those who are criticizing you, don't commit any offense. If we think, I am such a wonderful devotee, and they don't recognize they are not good devotees. No, we should always respect everybody and think how they are helping me to attain pure bhakti. Once you come to the Krishna, because you can dominate your Vaishnava.
If you have four kinds of anartha, then you cannot chant pure name. Even Namabhava. And after some time you will be weak and give up chanting, remembering Krishna and Guru too. Your duties you throw in ocean. Now you worshipping so many, but at that time nothing. I know so many. So you should try to be careful for Namaparat, Sevaparat, and Tadiya, Ganga, Jamuna, Tulasi, Dham, and all the entities. Vaishnava. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. And thus, very soon you can achieve pure name. We should try to understand the Upadeshamritam, first to 6-7 slokas. Very important. Bacho vega, manasa krodha vegam, jihva vegam, udaro upasthage. Etan veganja visahet dhira, sarvam apimam prithvi sasas. Yo. You have to try to hear carefully.
Om Ajnana Tirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. In this first verse from Sri Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami lists six urges which must be controlled if one wishes to progress in bhakti. He says, Vacho Vegam Manasakroda Vegam Jiva Vegam Udarapasta Vegam Etan Vegan Yo Vishaheta Dhira Sarvam Api Mam Prithivin Sashishyat. The first urge is the urge to speak, to engage in useless mundane talks, and by so doing to also criticize Vaishnavas. One can control this urge by focusing on speaking only about Krishna, only speaking about the glories of Vaishnavas and Krishna. Manasa, the agitation of the mind, this too has to be controlled. Krodha, the onset of anger. Jiva vegam udarapasta vegam, the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals. Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada in his Anuvritti explains that the tongue, the belly, and the genitals, they form one line. It begins with the tongue. If one's not able to control that, one then can't control the stomach, and then one can't control the genitals. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that any person who is able to control these six urges, he has in fact conquered the world and is qualified to make disciples throughout the whole world.
Very good. Also,
Srila
Prabhupada says, that atyahara parashyascha prajalpa unyamagra janasangascha laulancha sadbhar bhikti vinasya. Oh, Madhava Maharaj.
Jnanati vidandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. The six defects to increase in bhajan or in Krishna consciousness. What is that? So Rupa Goswami Pada has explained in his Upadeshamritam. Attahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulancha sadgir bhakti vinasyati. Attahara. Attahara means overeating. Overeating not only by mouth. You can eat by your eyes, by your ear, by nose, by tongue and skin. By all senses you can do that. Just like by eyes, even in rainy season, there are so many insects. They produce there and seeing the fire, they want to jump. They thought this is for eating for us. Seeing beauty, they give up their life. Is overeating by eyes and overeating by nose, just like ant. They are very attracted towards a smell. If you put some honey, one drop, then all ants will go towards there. And if you jar of honey and leave this little ant tight, they'll enter there and give up their life, could not come out anymore. So overeating by nose, overeating by ear. In ancient time, the hunters used to hunt deer by sweet sound of flute. They used to dig some hole little bit and put some stick and play on flute very nicely. Deer is fond of sound. They came and they want to take some shelter. They will take shelter of that stick which little bit digged by hunter. When they took take shelter, they will fall down. And their hind leg could not move very easily, could not bend very easily. Hunter will come with the same stick, beat them and catch them. So overeating by ear, they spoil their life. Overeating by tongue. You know, the fisherman used to fishing by whip in ocean and other ponds. They take some iron hook and put some worm and other thing and throw into the ocean. Which is inside ocean, this is enough for the fishes. Yet they swallow that worm or other thing with hook. And fishermen took it off from water and killed them. So overeating by tongue, they spoil their life. And skin, overeating by skin, elephant. He elephant controlled by sea elephant only by touching their skin. The hunter or the elephant driver, they make one very big pit and they train the sea elephant and send him to forest. And he elephant is very fond of touch of sea elephant. When they'll come near the pit, sea elephant push him very badly, then he will went in the pit. Later on, few days, they will not give any food to him. When he will be weak, that owner will send the sea elephant to chain him and pull him out. So by overeating, the five living entities spoil their life. But human being, they can overeat by their all senses. Just like you know about Billa Mangal, at first he was attached towards Chintamani prostitute. Later on, when he kicked out by her, and she told, better you can love Krishna a little bit, which you have attachment for me, then your life will be successful. He was going for bhajan. The midway, he attracted towards one lady, then he pierced his eyes. Oh, no rahega bas, no majagi basuri. If there is no bamboo, there is no flute. So if my eyes is the root of all evil. So he pierced his eyes because overeating by eyes. So there is so many examples for human beings, for all senses. So tahara. Prayas, don't do over-endeavor for your life maintenance. Prajalpa, don't talk with mundane talking when you'll meet each other. Sriman Mahaprabhu told, Gramma katha na bolive, na sunive, jab milive ane. Whenever you meet with others, don't discuss mundane talking. This is Prajalpa. Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means, if you disjoin sandhi, niyam agraha and niyam agraha. Niyamagra means too much attachment for rule and regulation. This is not good. Just like it is mentioned when you are chanting and doing archan, special ending archan, you could not give up archan in midway, whoever may come. But if your Gurudev will come or any elevated Vaishnava will come, then you have to must respect him to fast and please him. And taking permission from him, have to go to for archan. If you not do so, your attachment for Thakurji will go away. Because due to causeless mercy of Gurudev, your attachment is increasing day by day. If you disrespect him, Bhagavan will not be pleased with him anymore. Because Gurudev is giving you attachment for Thakurji. So at that time, you have to come and please him, take his permission and go to archan again. And Niyamagraha, that is some rule and regulation, but you are not able to maintain that rule and regulation. That is Niyamagraha. Janasanga. Janasanga means associate with sensual person. Have to give it up. Janalaula means greed for, fickle minded for greed for material thing. This is the six defects to advance in Krishna consciousness. How you can get rid of this thing? We have to be always in good association under guidance of a bona fide Gurudev. If you do so, then you can be rid of these six defects very easily and can advance in Krishna consciousness very quick. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpata rubhasya kripasindhu bhayavacha patitanam pavanen bho bhushkavim.
Then utsahat, nishyat, dhariyat, tatat karm pravartanat, sangya tyagyat, sato vritti, sadabir bhakti, prasiddhyati. Oh, this shloka is very important. What is favorable for bhakti? You should try to come in that process with utsa, enthusiasm. Don't be lazy in chanting, in remembering, in shramanam, in kirtanam, smaranam, in all the limbs of bhakti. Very utsa, more than any worldly job or anything. And you should have strong faith in Krishna words, epic words, and in the words of your Gurudev. Very strong belief. And if any problem comes, he should try to keep his feet on the head of all the problems. Never be weak. And then you should try to give up all kinds of your bhog vilas, sense gratification, all kinds. And bhakti virodhi, these are not favorable for bhakti. Avaidhi stri shanga, what meaning?
Association of the opposite sex.
Yeah, this thing. And the association of Joshit Sanghi, those who are so much observed in
too much attached with
Stri Sanghi. Stri Sanghi and their Sanghi, both. Mayavadi, Nirishwarvadi, and other things, Sahajiya. We should try to be very careful from them. And we should try to sadobhritti, or Gurbhag has made some rules and regulations that for a sadhu sannyasi, renounce, that should not make any business and all other things. It has spoiled his bhajan. Don't make a factory of soap, incense, and all other things. Or grihastha should do to for some extent, not fully, to maintain their life fully. Otherwise, you will ruin your bhajan. So we should try to follow all these things. We should also remember that there are two things: to maintain your life and to follow bhakti, to practice bhakti yoga. Both are needed. If you cannot maintain your life, you will die. Then who will practice bhakti yoga? So both are needed. Maintain, but not too much attached. Has some strong belief in Krishna, but you will have to do something. If sannyasi and other things, like Rup Sanatan Desu, sometimes they used to go to householders and bring some chapati or anything, madhuka. And for grihastha like Srivas Pandit and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, like others, very simple life. In the first line of the slok, utsahat nishyat dharyat tatat kan pravartana. It has been told how to practice bhakti yoga, this method. And second, how to maintain our life. So our maintaining of life should be pure, not making money from drug selling and all other things. Like our Guru Parampara has done. And then Dadati, Pratigrahnati, Guhyam Makhyati, Prichati, Bhongte, Bhongte, Chaiva, Shadgari Bhakti, Priti Lakshad. Oh, you. Why you are talking wrong? But don't do. Be grave.
Dati prati venati guya makyati prishti bhunkte bujayate chaiva sad vidham priti lakshanam. Priti lakshanam. Engaging in principles of association with devotees. If we engage in these same loving dealings with non-devotees, we will absorb their bad qualities. But in engaging in these principles with the devotees, we will absorb very nice, pious qualities. So, Dadati Pratigrinati, when the Vaishnava comes, you offer him everything according to his needs and give gifts in charity to him, and you accept from him whatever he offers you in return, his prasadam remnants, his harikata, advice to you will come. Guyam Akyati Prishti, you reveal your mind and confidence about bhajan, and you listen to him carefully about instructions about bhajan. Bhongte Bhajayate Cha, you offer him foodstuffs, a prasadam, and you accept his remnants. It is said there are three very powerful things about the pure devotee. Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Parajal, Bhakta Bhuta Avishesha, Tina Mahabal. The foot dust of the pure devotee, the water that washes his feet and the remnants of his foodstuffs, these are all very powerful. So these are loving exchanges. We need to associate with devotees. We talked yesterday and the day before about sadhu sangha. So this is very, very important for one engaging desires of making progress in devotional life. And if we engage in these same exchanges with non-devotees or mayavadi impersonalists to take the remnants of foods from these personalities, then our bhaktis will be very much deterred and hampered. So it's very important how we associate and associate with devotees according to their platform and realizations.
Thank you. Then drishtai subhav janitari vapushasya dosha. You should try to give up your dehatma buddhi. Dehatma buddhi no?
Bodily conception of life.
Don't think that this body is myself. This body are not you. And don't apply this to any Vaishnava, if he is pure Vaishnava. Don't think that his body is mortal. Anyhow, he may be black. Teeth not well. Sometimes horse is speaking. But don't be cheated. Sometimes he may chastise you, but he chastise for you, not for him. He may be looking ugly, but his soul is very beautiful. So don't do any kind of criticize that Vaishnava, or don't make any offense. Like water, all waters, all rivers, all ponds, there must be some
mud and foam.
Also in Ganges. But still in Ganges, today even water is not never
contaminated.
Still, all rivers are contaminated. But this water is so pure that if you keep it in bottle for months and months,
years and years,
they will not be. It will not be any warm on anything. So, what is Ganges? That is the Charanamrit of Vamandev. Or, it is itself the most beloved Ganges who is serving in Golok Krishna, once this Ganga Sakhi was meeting with Krishna and playing. And in the meantime, Salki Radha came. And he saw that both are talking. Both Krishna and Ganga both become upset. What to do? Radha has come. So what? Ganga became water. And Krishna became Shalagram Shila. And thus they cheated Radhika in this way. So here Ganga is what? Himself, that Sakhi, most beloved of Krishna. So it will never be contaminated. Though form so much clay and mud. In this way, pure Vaishnava, though he may look ugly, but his soul is very beautiful. Harsh is speaking, no harm. But he will be very, very passionate.
Compassionate.
And very, very beautiful he will be. We know Pujyapatra Bikram Maharaj. Once his father and mother came, and then Tribhikam Maharaj told so many harsh words for his father. I became upset and told, why you are doing so? You are debtor to your father, mother. Then he began to smile and told, I know this. Knowingly I told, because I wanted that they should not be attached to me, and they should not make any problem for me to be in mud, in Guru Seva. That is, outwardly I told them. So they may be. Also, he used to chastise any brahmachari if they have done wrong. So everyone used to fear. But in his last days, he became very, very humble, like a small child. So Vaishnava are like so. So don't criticize, otherwise you will lose your bhakti. Then, Krishneti jasya girin tang manasadriya. Dikshasityeta pananta bhishya. Bhajantamisham susursya. Bhajana bigya manan nimanna nindadi sunnahe upshati. Shankala. It has been told here four kinds of Vaishnava. According to their stage, we should respect properly. Vaishnava chiniya adara karibe. First you should know, you should come to Madhyam Adhikar from Kanishta. And in Madhyam Adhikar, you will have all these things. You can recognize who is pure Vaishnava, who is not Vaishnava. You can at that time realize. If you cannot realize, then still you are in Kanishta. So, really, if you are in Madhyam Adhikar, if you are in Kanishta Adhikar, nothing to tell you. Gradually, by Sadhu Sangha, you will know all these things. Because he is ignorant. Some ignorance can be tolerated, no harm. But for Madhyam Adhikari, no, not like so. He should be very careful. He should know proper etiquette to serve Vaishnava and to glorify Vaishnava. So, if anyone not even taken diksha, not initiation, he is not pure Vaishnava, but time to time he chants Hare Krishna or Krishna Radhe. We should, a Madhyam Adhikari should, what?
By mind
he should give some honor. Not by body, not by doing pranam. Why? There are some reasons, I will tell afterward. So, if anyone is Kanishta, but Asat Sangha Heen, there should be no Asat, like he is not Mayavadi. He is not mixing with Mayavadi. He is not Istri Sanghi. He is not Vishayi. He is not mixing with Vishayis. Then, if he is chanting name, whether he is initiated or not, you should properly honor from your mind. Oh, he is my Swajatiya.
Like-minded.
Oh, he is like our brothers, but ignorant brothers. in this way. And when it is given initiation, chet diksha, if diksha has been given, and now he has one relation with Krishna, and by the relation that he offers anything to Krishna, he chants and remembers Krishna in this special relation, then what should you do? You should give him honor by your words, by your body, and by your mind. Three. First, only one mind. And here, all by limbs, you will have to serve him. And then, why? Because now he has some relation with Krishna. He named Namabhas. And it will be, after some time, this Namabhas will be changed into pure name. So we should try to do. And then, if you are giving respect to all who have Tulsi Mala, big tilak, if anyone makes a donkey keeps putting tilak and big mala, then you do pranam? Nothing. He is not your question. So anyone, like animal, internally, but he puts tilak up to here and continue like big bee and 4 kilos of chanting weeds. Then he is pure Vaishnav? Never. So try to realize this. Don't give respect. Don't do pranam even. If he is chanting even, don't do. And then bhajantamisham, if anyone, he is always chanting name with a relation, then you should do what? Sushrusha. Like, give with proper respect, like tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya, visrambhaseva, like guru. You should do. And when you know that he never criticizes anyone, go that path. Always sinking in the ocean of Radha Krishna services. Bhajan vigyam ananya. Na anna. Always sinking in the ocean of love and affection of Krishna. By seeing them, if Krishna name is coming, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then you should think. Those who are chanting, they are Kanishta Vaishnava. Those who are remembering continuously, they are Madhyam Adhikari. And by seeing Krishna name comes in sparse in our heart, you should know that what is Uttam Adhikari. So, for that, then, those who are not criticizing anyone, and then you should give up your everything, your full heart in the Lord's feet of that answer. Then quickly you can attend bhakti. Name? You are chanting name. You are hearing Harikatha. You are remembering Krishna. You are doing archan, but no taste. Then, in this way, any devotee can be very weak. Don't follow your mind, uncontrolled mind. Follow your guru words. Even if you have no taste, you should continue to chant regularly. This is the medicine and this is the diet of that disease of that devotion. After some time you are doing no taste, but hearing, no taste in hearing, but you attend Vaishnava and sit on the front line to hear. If it may be, some slipness may come, but take something, water or something, In India, very easy. We have some plant that whose lips, if you touch, oh, everywhere.
Itching.
And if not, very easy, you should take some powder of chili powder, and give. Then you will weep and know. So, no need, but doing so, continuous hearing, oh, a test will come in hearing. Chanting, by chanting, continuously, where minds once are not. There was a pure Vaishnava, Narhari Prabhu, one of the
prominent
disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. I have seen that whole day and night he used to chant. If he is doing something, service, but chanting. If he was going to anywhere or chanting. In night, he used to sleep very
little.
And he used to tie his shikha on anything by rope, standing. And if he used to like this, and this will pain. So he used to do practice like that. So we should try to do, follow. If you have no taste, taste may come. But you should be sincere to follow all these things. And then in the last, tannam rupa charitadi. Sukrittanan, Kramena Rasana Manishinya, Tishthan Paji, Tadanuragi, Jananugami, Kalam Nairat, Akhilam, Ittu, Sadi, Sasa. Akhirtan, and then I will explain. Connect Akhirtan.
Atmani Vedan, Tuma Pade Kori, Koino Parama, সুখী দুঃখ দূরে গেল চিন্তা না রহিল চৌদিকে আনন্দ দেখি আত্মনিবেদন
ড্রামা প্লে Drama play? No.
Atmani Vedan Dwapade Kori Hoino Parama Sukhi Dukha Dure Gelo Chinta Na Rahilo Jodike Ananda Dekhi Atmani
Thank you.
Hare Krishna,
hare 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 ram hare ram 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 hare 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 krishna hare krishna 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 hare hare ram hare ram ram hare 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 krishna hare krishna krishna hare 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 ram
Is very busy to pacify Radhika, giving his float on the feet of Radhika. And Rupa Goswami is there and he is giving instructions. The essence of all instruction he is telling in one shloka, like whole ocean in a feature is giving. Tannama rupa charitadi sukartanam kramena rasana manushi tannama rupa tan krishnasya. The name of Krishna, very powerful. But Krishna name and in Damodar name, who is superior? All names are okay, but Damodar is somewhat more powerful. At the chanting of this Damodar name, you should remember the pastimes of Krishna, how Mother Yashoda abandoned him, though he is Supreme Lord. He is most powerful. Anyone is not powerful than him. But even that, he forgets that I am Supreme Lord and I have so much power. Shada Aishwarya. Appellant so many. He forgets. And what? Weeping. Seeing Mother Yashoda. And Yashoda is chastising. And in the last, he was banded in the charter. Motor charter. So, remembering this, Gopikant. What is the meaning? Most beloved of all these. You should chant this name and remember the sweet pastimes regarding Gopikant. Krishna played on float. The essence of all the whole Veda and essence of Upanishad, even the abstract of Om, that is clean. And all Gopi was thinking that, oh, Krishna is calling me. And what they are doing? They were cooking. They left cooking. They were boiling rice. No, they left boiling. They were making chapatis. and kept on the fire. It should be burnt or not. They not look behind. Those who were nursing their husbands, some preparation, distribution, division, some serving children, all left. Some are decorating. They put in one wise kajal. And they have no time to put kajal in this eye. Only one eyes. They left. There were some taking ornaments. They took their necklace in waist and any another or in there. So they forget everything and they're on the way to Krishna. And when they went there, then Krishna told, "Oh, I'm very happy that you have come to see me, because I'm Param Brahma, creator of the whole world. So now you have taken darshan. Now you should return back to home." And then Gopi were silent, seeing, oh, on earth, and something scratching earth from there. Some with tears. Quite tricky is he. What he is telling? Then Krishna, oh, if husband is but ugly,
lame, blind,
blind even,
handicapped,
not making money, even you should try to serve your husband. And now the forest was so many, full of so many beasts. Night is dark. You should return back. Then any gopi told that gopi. So many gopis there. They were telling one by one, so many reasons and causes. We cannot return. You should return our hearts that you have theft, stolen, and then we will go. Without that heart, oh, this is the biggest wealth or of our life. You should return back and then we will go. And if you are not returned, we cannot go. What we will do if you have not returned our hearts, then without heart, how we can walk and what we will do there? Then Krishna told, oh, anyhow you will have to go and serve your husband. Then gopis told, oh, you are very high class of guru. And you have, if you are himself God, then you have written in Gita or everywhere that you should first surrender to your guru and worship your guru and serve your guru and then to me. So we are doing the same thing. You are my guru, that you are giving so much knowledge that you should serve your husband. So if you are not giving us chance to serve you, that you are deviated from guru. We reject you like guru and we will not follow you. And one thing more. What? That our husbands are not husbands. The meaning of pati. Pati means what? Pati. Pati means palan, to nourish and support. And ta means to throne,
to deliver from the miseries.
You cannot do. My husbands, our husbands cannot do. They are suffering so much. They cannot help us. If we are dying, what they can do? What you can do? So you are really our husband or most beloved. We cannot give up. If we have done something wrong, than you have done, not us. Because you have a very handsome, attractive, sweet appearance. Even demigods and their wives can be attracted by you. Even Lakshmi, the wife of Narayan, they forgot their husbands and everyone and they come to you. So, if anything wrong is wrong, that you are very beautiful. And you are playing on flute, mostly. So why you played on flute and why you called us? Oh, we will let go. You will have to accept us. And they defeated Krishna in debate. So Gopikan, oh, remember these kinds of so many past times of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika, Radha Kanta Namaste. If you are chanting, Rash Bihari, Radha Rash Bihari, and then what you should remember? The sweet pastimes of Rash. If Radha Kanta, then what? Remembering the sweet pastimes of Radha. Once he was going to cowherd him, Krishna, with his millions and millions of shakhas, Gwalba. Or lakhs and lakhs and millions of cows were going. Baldev Prabhu with his plow going forward. And Krishna in the middle, all shakhas surrounding them. Very beautiful his face. Some prints of feet.
Footprints.
Oh, very. With chakra, shankha, ankur, dvaja, pataka, and all. And they were glorifying Krishna, sadhu, sadhu, in this way. And he saw a very beautiful lady, attractive. Krishna thought, I am very beautiful, but this lady is more beautiful than me. I am sweet, but she is more sweet. I am qualified by all kinds of
qualities.
And she is more. When I see, my eyes are
getting cool.
Cool. My heart becomes cool. Who is she? And who are she? Radhika. When she looked towards Krishna, at once float
dropped
down from hand. He forget to keep. And what became more? His big pop feather.
Sliding down from his head.
And what more?
His pitam
bar. Venu karar nipatita skalitam sikhandam brashtan chapita vasano brajarajas jasya kataksha vali kataksha sarabhat vimurchitasya. Oh, Krishna became
faint.
And he was about to fall down. In the meantime, Madhumangal, oh, what are you doing? You don't see your mother and father are here. So, remembering this sweet person, what do? Rash Bihari, Radha Raman ki jai. Hey Radha Raman, hey Radha. Narad Muni Bajaya Bina Radhika Ramanana. Narad Muni Bhajaya Na Na Na. How this name? Essence of whole what? Amrita.
Nectar.
Essence of the nectar. He was taking the noun on his Bina Yantra. And he forget his Bina and he was dancing and singing these names. So names are so powerful. So chant Hare Krishna by your tongue. And remember the sweet pastime. Engage both your tongue
and
mind. In the guidance of any pure Rasik Tattvajna Vaishnava, Bhav Vaishnava. In Vrindavan. In Vrindavan. And if by any reason you cannot be in Vrindavan, then try to be
in mind.
That I am in Vrindavan. Yamuna is flowing very sweetly. Both bank of Yamuna full of flowers, belly, chameli, juhi, kadamba and so many. Fragrance is coming very sweet. Bamboo bees are
coming there.
And cucumbers singing sweet. Radhe, Radhe like thee. And then peacocks dancing. So, thinking this, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare.
You will see that if you are following all these instructions, essence of all the nectar's instruction, that very soon you will have what? Subha Sattva. And thus Prem may come. Rati will come, and after that, this is the essence of all this. And thus go on to chant. Don't be weak. Don't never be weak. If thousands of millions of problems come, don't deviate. Go, Premanand.
Hare Krishna. So,